Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and the rest of the mail handler community. This is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, with a quick postal rap session. Let's first get started with, we've got a holiday coming up, May 28th. And if you'll notice, since I've been out of office, more people are being forced to work their holidays. Well, as per our local agreement, the holiday schedule must be posted the Tuesday preceding the holiday. And our local contract says 2 weeks before the posting of this holiday schedule, the union should meet with management and address the holiday issues. Now, let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure they've been very lackadaisical with that timeline. But if we insist that they maintain that timeline, what happens is management first holiday schedule they put out, because they're lazy, it's just going to have everybody coming to work. But if we do this with enough time, way before that actual schedule was posted on May 22nd, there will be adjustments made, and senior individuals who do not volunteer to work their holiday won't be forced to come in. And a very unusual occurrence happened, probably for the first time I can remember in Columbus, is a bunch of employees volunteered to work their holiday. And you know how bright Columbus management is. They didn't bring them to work. And we were able to file grievances because volunteers must be scheduled before you start mandating or drafting anyone else. Just a couple of notes there for you. Something else, as I walk through the office, and again, I still try to stay in tune with what's going on in the office, even though I'm going through what I go through. I would probably venture within the next week, they're going to convert some MHAs. Now, when I say, I'm sure everybody knows that, the number floating around the office is 25 or whatever, but all I'm saying is they're definitely going to convert at least three, because there's a transfer interested in coming to Columbus, and as I kind of go through e-reassign, they're picking up transfers. And if you understand the 1-in-4 hiring ratio, you can't pick up a transfer unless you're picking up three, unless you're hiring three careers. So in other words, for every three career mail handlers that's converted, we work on a 1-out-of-4 hiring ratio. So for every three converted, if there's a mail handler on e-reassign, they have to go into that mix. Did I confuse you? Again, for every, say the post office has four vacancies and they've got 10 people on e-reassign. Well, we're going to convert three MHAs and pick up one of the 10 in the e-reassign pecking order. That will make the four people they hire. So as I monitor e-reassign, notices are being sent out, questions are being asked. So at least three MHAs are probably going to be converted this week. Now, what we can do, or what you can do, because BIT makes sure I don't get to do it for you, is check with your union, get a list of all the vacant mail handler positions now. Because just as sure as I'm talking to you on this podcast, a day before you get converted, they'll come slithering around to you. You got to sign this now. Pick a job now. Well, we know that they are not capable of doing their job properly, so we want to put up a mechanism to offset that. So in other words, rather than wait for Tuesday to come around and they tell you you're going to be converted this Saturday, pick a job now. Get with your union, see what jobs are vacant so that you get a idea of what's going to be offered to you, because this is some more nonsense that postal management do in Columbus. When you're getting converted, they come to you, hey, you're being converted in a day or so. Pick your job right now. And sometimes you don't even get a chance to go home and talk to your loved ones about it. So let's be a little smarter now. I understand that's what they're going to do because that's what they always do. And since we're not able to stop them or make them do it properly, then let's be a little smarter than them. So get with your union. I'm sure the replacement should be able to handle that request. We'll get look at all the vacant jobs and then start getting an idea of when they come to you, hey, we're already ready because you've already been pre-prepared by your actual branch president, and now you're in a position to make a selection. So, and again, I just want to close out with a constant reminder to you that I'm not going anywhere. I've been elected to do a job, and as much as I humanly possibly can, I'm going to do that job. I just wish the haters would stop hating and understand that I am the best man for that job. And I don't care how much you dislike me or whatever it is that you want to say I did or I didn't do. I think in your heart, if you're in Columbus, you know I get things done. So we got to put all that stuff aside and let's just work for the betterment of the branch. And again, maybe I'll get to do my last year in office, which is still going to be, in the manner in which I work, more than you've got for the last 9 years. And then again, I'm going to leave Columbus and go right to Cincinnati and continue to build. Instead of building the branch, then I'm going to build the local. Hey, everybody, I really appreciate your time. This has been a, I hope, very informative postal rap session this morning. Holler back at me if I'm saying some things that you don't agree with or saying some things that you don't think are true. But hey, get on your union. Make sure that tomorrow is actually the deadline for them to hold the holiday scheduling meeting. Now, if you don't insist that they do their job, then how about if you stop getting mad at them when they don't do it? This is Ken Hodge. Good morning, and let's have an outstanding day.